This is an AMI podcast.
Oh yeah, Tuesday edition of the show, running towards the finish line. And that means the weekly news quiz is coming your way. There's the Muzak. Blast that one, James. Let the people know. Blow out some eardrums. News quiz time for April the 16th, 2024. Things are going to be a little bit different today. Producer Bob Pagrak got his hands on the news quiz and is changing the game within the game. You still need contestants, though. So hello once again to Alex Smythe. Alex, hello.
Hello again, Dave.
Hello once again to Paul Daniel. Paul Daniel, hello.
Hello.
And saying hello to Karen McGee, who I'm sure is very nervous to have the format broken after, what, 7 years of the same way of doing the news quiz, Karen?
I'm okay with change as long as I can win.
Okay, so long as the outcome is good, Karen is on board. That stands to reason. Here's what hasn't changed. Three contestants, three rounds of questions, and three questions per round. The rest of the rules will be explained as the game moves along. The order will be Paul Daniel, Alex Smythe, and Karen McGee. Let's start with a new game called Two Lies and a Truth. I'm going to give you three headlines. One of them is real. The other two are fake. You get 3 points if you guess correctly on your first try, 2 points if you get it on the second try, and no points after that. Two Lies and a Truth starts now. Paul Daniel, I'm going to read you three headlines, and you have to tell me which one is true. Headline number one, baby boom expected after solar eclipse. Headline number two, NFL bans Taylor Swift from future games. Headline three, the world's oldest man says the secret to his long life is fish and chips every Friday.
Number three.
That is indeed correct. That would be 3 points for Paul Daniel. John Alfred Timmiswood, 111, has been confirmed as the new holder of the title by Guinness World Records. So Paul Daniel on the board early with 3 big points. Alex, same rules apply here. 3 headlines. One of them is true. Headline number one, airline passenger fined for urinating in a cup. Headline number two, Florida school bans Skittles due to rainbow colors. Headline three, Pluto has officially been reclassified as a planet.
I'm going to go with headline number three.
That is incorrect. Ooh. Alex, you do have another opportunity to guess here for 2 points.
I mean, the Skittles one made me chuckle, so I'll go with that one.
And no points for Alex Smythe. The real headline is airline passenger fined for urinating in a cup. I mean, who hasn't been there? Who hasn't been there? Sometimes you got to go on the plane. You got to go. All right. So Paul's at the end. You know, sometimes they say, stay in the seat. The seatbelt sign's on. Well, what am I supposed to do? Pee my pants? What's worse, peeing my pants or peeing in a cup? That's a poll question for tomorrow on the show. All right, Karen McGee, let's move away from bodily functions.
I'm never traveling with you. I'm never traveling with you again.
Just don't sit on the inside of me on an airplane. Just give me the whole row for myself. Karen, here comes question number three of Two Lies and a Truth. Headline number one, female-named hurricanes kill more than male-named hurricanes. Headline number two, National Geographic to stop publishing nude animal photos. Headline number three, UFO spotted in clouds during solar eclipse.
I'm going to go with A.
That is correct. Female named hurricanes kill more than male named hurricanes. And the patriarchy continues to keep its hold on society.
I have comments. I have thoughts.
I was all about the patriarchy until I found out it wasn't about horses. It's for the Barbie fans over there. Okay, round number two. This is another new game. Bob Pagrak put the thinking cap on. This game is called Who Am I? If you guess the newsworthy person on the first clue, you get 3. On the second clue, you get 2. If you need the final clue, you get 1. So Wait, I've already lost score here. Alex has three. Karen, did you get two? Because you got the hurricane.
I got it on the first.
You got it on the first.
I got it on the first.
You got it on
Paul
the first.
Has three.
So the patriarchy goes that the men get 3 points right, and the women get two.
I have 0 points.
So Alex has zero. Paul has three. Karen has three. See, I have to get used to the new scoring system myself here. new math in my life. Okay, so Paul, you're getting the first question of round number two. Who am I? Clue number one. This person was born on July the 9th, 1947, in San Francisco, California.
I got nothing, actually.
Okay, no sweat, buddy. There's more clues coming your way. There's another clue coming your way. I won the Heisman Trophy in 1968.
O.J. Simpson?
Boom, there we go. 2 points for Big Paul sitting up at... 5 points for Mr. Daniel. There you go. All right, Alex. You're also playing Who Am I? Here are the clues. Prior to my political career, I made cameo appearances in several movies and TV shows where I played myself.
I'll need another clue, Dave.
I was born into a wealthy family.
Oh, that doesn't... Donald Trump.
That's 2 points for Alex Smythe. There you go, picking up the Trump stuff. So, Paul at five, Alex at two, and Karen at three with the third question of round number two. Karen, this person is a Canadian businessman who served as an executive chairman of a multinational retail corporation.
Brian Mulroney? I wait.
No, you don't need to guess. You don't need to guess here. You can ask for another clue.
Okay. Next clue, please.
I'm widely recognized for transforming and modernizing my family's business operations.
Oh, crud. I knew the other two, but now this one. Yeah, okay, that always happens. Okay, next one.
Clue number three for 1 point. My family's business empire includes grocery stores, luxury department stores, and popular pharmacies.
Weston. Sorry.
That is correct. That is correct. 1 point for Karen McGee getting Galen Weston. So I'm liking these games, by the way. Really enjoying these games. So after two rounds, Paul's at five, Karen's at four, Alex is at two. It's sort of anybody's game going into the last round under the new scoring system. Again, we're all still learning the analytics in real time here. The sample size is still too early to learn all the analytics. Paul, these are general news stories. The way this is going to work is 3 points for your first guess, 2 points for a second guess, and no points for a third guess. So 3 points for just a straight up guess without asking for options. 2 points for a second guess with options. If you get options and don't get it right, no points, no stealing, no nothing. Does everybody understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All righty. So, Paul, you're getting the first one here. Annual home prices across Canada, according to Royal LePage, are predicted to rise by how much this year? Annual house prices across Canada are predicted to rise by how much? Looking for a number in percentages.
I'll need a clue.
So you're just going to take the options. And go for 2 points here. Smart. You're in the lead. That's a smart decision. 5%, 7%, or 9%?
Go with 9%.
That's right. 2 points for Paul Daniel, taking that commanding lead here and putting a lot of pressure on the other players of the game. Alex, this one's... a fairly straightforward question. I'd be surprised if you get this wrong, considering the amount of time we've spent talking about taxes on the show in the last couple of months.
Oh, boy.
What is the deadline for most Canadians to file their income taxes?
And so I can take a guess. If I don't get it correct on the first one, then I get the options, correct?
That's right.
Okay. It's at April 20... It's a specific date, correct?
It's a specific date.
I'm going to go April 24th.
That is incorrect. The Paul Noel Murphy of the CRA is going to come calling for you here, Alex. Your option,
last thing I want.
Yeah, that's the last thing anybody needs. April 29th, April 30th, or May the 1st?
I'm going to go with April 29th.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is April 30th. But you know what's great about your answer there, Alex? At least you're going to get things in ahead of time. You're using that deadline to your advantage. Yeah. That's well done. That's well done by you. My mom filed my taxes yesterday, and I love her very, very much. Karen McGee, you need to get 3 points here if you want to draw even with Paul Daniel at the top of the board. So you're going to have to answer this one straight up. But hey, you can pick up the 2 points anyway, and at least say you got the game close. You ready?
All right, yeah, let's try it.
So, Niagara Falls declared a state of emergency last Monday for the total solar eclipse. We actually had the mayor of Niagara Falls on the show. Karen, what's the name of the mayor of Niagara Falls?
Oh, come on. Bob Smith.
That's a good answer, but it's incorrect. It's incorrect. So, Karen, I'm going to give you these options here. Ted Diodati, Jim Diodati, or Wayne Diodati?
I'll go with B.
That is correct. When in doubt, go with B. Jim Diodati characterized the event as incredible and outstanding, with an estimated 200,000 people descending on the city core. Crowds descended on Niagara Falls that may have been impacted by the state of emergency. Karen McGee, you're down there on the 401. Were you in the path of totality?
Yes, I was. And yes, we had so many people show up in Morrisburg, at least 2,000, which when you consider our population is like 2,000. Doubled our population.
Wow.
People were parking all, so I live outside of town. Like, people tried to park in front of our house, and I may have had a little chat with them about you can park in the big empty parking lot beside me. it was amazing. Clouds cleared. I had a charcuterie tray. I may or may not have got little cutters to cut out cheese in the shapes of stars and moon.
Oh my gosh.
Neither confirm nor deny. Maybe serve sun chips as well. Moon pies. I made cupcakes with yellow frosting, and then cut up Oreos to look like the moon crossing the I need help. I'm saying I need to get out more.
Did my invitation get lost in the mail? That sounds like a delightful afternoon.
It did. Jeff's family came out from Ottawa to enjoy it, and they said like it was crazy trying to get here. The 416, 31, and 138 to Cornwall were just packed.
Yeah, that seems to be the general experience for folks trying to get to the path of totality last week. Sounds like a good party, though, Karen. That's well done by you. Well done by you. It just got really dark in Toronto, but it's always kind of dark and sad in Toronto, so it's kind of just a regular Monday.
You haven't said that he won yet.
With that preamble aside, the winner is... Daniel, the former writer of the news quiz, now becomes the master of the news quiz.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I set the setup.
You know, of course. I couldn't win otherwise. What do you think? You know, like.
Paul and Bob have been working closely together. So, you know, there's probably a little bit of brain trust going on there. Karen, how'd you like that? How'd you like the new rules, even though you didn't win?
Loved it. Change is good.
Yeah,
I like change.
Yeah, I liked it too. Alex, how'd you feel about the new rules?
Oh, yeah, you know, I enjoyed it. I think I got tripped up on the first one, but I started getting into it, and I realized, I just need to be more specific with and know my dates better. That's the lesson I'm taking away from here.
Definitely.
You didn't know OJ's birth date? No, that was Paul. OJ's birthday.
That was Paul.
Paul.
The taxes. I just file them early. I just know April rolls around. I just get it.
Yeah. Why make mistakes? Just get those in there early, and why risk it? Or you can be like me and forget to check your mail properly and then get hit with the Toronto homeowners vacancy tax that I am now in the process of appealing. So that is lovely. That is just a lovely thing. So remember, kids, when you check your mail thoroughly. Because every now and then the city wants to send you a bill. Karen, thank you for this. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Paul, you have a nice day as well.
Thank you, Dave.
Alex, talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
That's all the time there is for the show today. Woohoo! Loud music in Murr. That's all the time there is for the show today. As mentioned, things are kicking off again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the mighty airwaves of AMI TV and the digital airwaves of AMIplus.ca. Elizabeth Moeller is going to stop by to talk about the choices you can make as a young person between looking for just a regular old summer job Or maybe something a little closer to a career placement or internship? It's an interesting question. You'll get Elizabeth's perspective. Until then, I'm Dave Brown, reminding you to play safe, play fair, but don't forget to have some fun.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.